This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Talk about what bands are on tonight.
What are on tonight? Well, I heard three bands were playing, but that has changed now, hasn't it?
It has.
What's happened?
Drama. One of the bands has dropped out.
But which band is it?
Victory Beat.
So what happened?
Apparently New Year's Day, decided to call it a day. The second band on tonight is Death of Johnny Alpha.
Fantastic.
But opening the show is Morning Glory, apparently. And from their soundtracks earlier, I quite like the sound of Morning Glory.
Interesting name there.
Yes.
So they're quite young as well. We've yeah. been here on setup and they look about 12. But obviously they're not, though.
They're stood behind us, right?
I know, but we're going to interview them later and get the full yeah. boss.
Yep,
who Morning we'll be chatting Glory. With straight after set, hopefully. We're going to try and
yeah,
grab them.
Black them to do an interview.
Yeah, they won't mind. So.
Hopefully they'll be quite chatty.
Yeah.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station. We'll be right back. This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
We're here with Chris and Tom from Morning Glory.
Hi, guys. Hi. Great set, wasn't it?
Yeah, great. So you've just done your set for Sound Clash.
Yeah.
What made you enter the competition in the first place?
Really, it's the fact that it was another opportunity for us to sort of put our name out there and get noticed. And
yeah,
it seemed like really fun because I've come here before and something in Coxstone. It's a really good gig. We really like it here. So, you know, to be able to come here and play, it was amazing.
So what have you done so far as a band? What are your like key parts?
Well, we started off doing covers, didn't we?
Yeah, we started off doing covers in front of school. And then that sort of went to writing our own material. I mean, we haven't done many gigs.
Yeah,
we've only been two or three.
Yeah, so we've only been writing our own material for what, like six months.
So you're like new stuff.
We had to come up with a decent one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not.
This
that
is Ben,
decent,
by the way. Can't get in.
But now he's not in. But well, just sort of came into our heads one morning.
Do you guys know what the Morning Glory is?
Okay, I just thought I'd clear that up. Let's not go there.
Yeah,
I have a habit of talking about the wrong things on the radio. Right, okay. So moving on. So who would you say like your musical influences are as a band?
Because you've got quite a different sound. Blink-182 first. But see, the best thing about our band is it's all mixed. He's into sort of more. I do like
chill type stuff.
But and then we've got our guitar and guitarist is Ace of the Bench Sevenfold.
So you got a mixture of genres. It's better to be that way though because you won't have one boring sound, will you? Try and come together to make something incredible. Hopefully, when you've got a few more fans, you know. So what have you got planned?
Hopefully we get through. Obviously we'd like to play here again, but I mean,
please vote. Just thought I'd put that out there.
I'll put 10 in the box for you.
Thank you.
What would you spend the money on?
We desperately need a PA.
Yeah. And also, if we do get through, we can spend it on a tour bus so we can get all our fans here, because that was
high hopes then.
We're not like a tour bus, like, you know,
just something to get other people here, like our friends here.
If you could gig
anywhere in the world, where would it be?
O2.
Everyone's going to say that, there are no.
Possibly, I don't know. Cause
what festival would you want to headline?
I'm
Reading.
I don't know because Reading's too like really is quite. I mean, I'd like to pick somewhere different. I don't know. Like,
Download would be cool.
What about Isle of Wight Festival?
Isle of Wight would be definitely. Be
Can
amazing.
You get us in?
The lineup. Yeah, I'd come and see you. But like, the lineup was amazing last year. I think it's like a really underground festival now.
Yeah, that'd
got
be
some
great,
good
yeah.
people.
We'd
playing.
Love to do that. Hint, hint.
Anyone listening that's worth anything,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And we can always present it for you as well. So.
Yeah. Our details are available online.
Yeah.
I think that's about it anyway, so.
Just play the game though. Describe yourselves in one word.
Mixed.
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 So what genre would you say you are then?
I don't know, like, because we can't really put our finger on it.
We open with like a metal-y.
Yeah, I know. We tend to like if we had a main genre, it'd be like sort of.
I guess it'd be sort of punky.
No, not heavy
stuff.
Punk rock. Cause it's not really punk poppy. It's really sort of.
But it's more complicated.
Yeah, we all like different genres.
Yes,
no,
I've just said
definitely all the same song we got. Definitely mixed.
Something a bit different then.
Yeah.
It's good quality. Wow, thanks for chatting.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Take the line out of my father's eye. Feed the lies to the Christians. Take the line and listen. Time for you and me to talk. Come on. You and me, come on. Shut your mouth and listen. Your better is about to speak. Shut your mouth and listen to what I preach. Everywhere you go and everywhere you fall, you're always facing destiny. Oh yeah. And everywhere you cry, and everywhere you lie, you're always facing destiny. Oh yeah! Your God will forgive them. I cannot let that be.
Your God will forgive them. Bring vengeance to me.
Bring vengeance to me. Bring vengeance to me.
Bring vengeance to me. So I can rest.
You'll take my picture, victory is in me, yes, my tonight.
Smile, take my picture, victory is in me, yes, my tonight. Come on.
Smile tonight, come on.
Shut your mouth and listen. Your betters are about to speak. Shut your mouth and listen. Listen to me. Everywhere you run and everywhere you fall, you're always facing destiny. Oh yeah. And everywhere you run and everywhere you hide,
you're always facing destiny. Come on! Your God will forgive them. I cannot let them be. Your God will forgive them.
Bring vengeance to me. Bring vengeance to me. Bring vengeance to me. Bring vengeance to me. I will see you hang. I will see you hang. I am the Elephant Man. I am the Elephant Man. I am the Elephant Man.
I am the Elephant Man. I am the Elephant Man.
I am the Elephant Man. I am Elephant Man. Come on.
And I'm still here, you cocksuckers.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Here with Tom Andy Bristle Jack John from
Death of Johnny Alpha. Woo! Good set, guys.
It was fun.
Did you enjoy it?
Hot. We did. Yeah.
Very atmospheric.
It was okay. It could have smelled better.
Describe the smell.
It's like pickled man. It's like a pickled manly man smell. Look at machismo. Matured machismo.
Brilliant, man.
You're not selling yourself to all your groupies here.
That's
So, is it true that these have never been washed, these outfits?
Yeah.
How many times have you worn them?
10 times.
This stays in the car on the floor.
So it's got a nice layer of car as well with it.
Yeah, so it's petrol.
Winter clear.
Pricey effect, doesn't it? So, who cares?
We've done seven gigs and won 6 times. Because the other one dressed up like Santa Claus and his elves.
Who cares about personal hygiene? Yeah. Doesn't you sound good?
Well, we're a zombie rock band, so smelling like we're dead kind of works.
So, would you say that's your genre?
Well, that's
what everyone else puts. But I mean, dressing like zombies doesn't really
help. So where did like the zombie theme come from? Did you just, you know?
We all love zombie films.
Okay.
Basically, right.
Favorite zombie film is?
Favorite.
Day of the Dead.
Zombie Samurai.
Oh, if we're going there, then versus, yeah.
I'm going to go traditional and go with Night of the Living Dead. Night. The Old original story. And the greatest, Romero style.
I'm going to make the set and say Dawn of the Dead.
Hey.
See what I did there?
I see exactly what you did there.
So why did you enter Sound Clash this year?
I genuinely host it, and I do all the artwork and everything for it. So I thought it'd be funny if I came along, and this year, instead of annoying people by announcing the bands and basically slagging them off, I'd let them have a bit of ammo back, and we entered because of that. Yeah, it was mainly, to be honest with you, it was mainly because we wanted a gig at Cox's. This was the easiest
this
way.
The only way to get a gig at Cox's.
Yeah.
Now, talking about slagging off, we heard you earlier. What's the whole Facebook slagging off thing going on? Tell that story as cleanly as possible.
You're a safe brand, dude.
I offended a band last year by, they wrote a song about wanting to have sex with their own mothers, and I wrote on Twitter that I was going to go to the garage and buy some petrol and I was going to burn them all alive. And it was a throwaway funny comment that got taken by a mother that I was going to take some petrol and set fire to her son, and she called the police. And he came around my house and he gave me a verbal warning and said that making threats to set fire to children generally is a bit frowned upon, and I pointed out that that was true, and then pointed out context, and he waved his stick at me and I shut up, and that's where we are now.
The end.
I'm not allowed to go anywhere within 10 feet of anyone under the age of 12 or petrol stations.
Run by 12-year-olds.
At least you didn't threaten to set fire to an airport.
Yes.
Always a positive.
I was that close.
You could have been the original
when
Twitter joke
wasn't so expensive.
Oh, God damn it. So what would you do if you won Sound Clash? Be quite shocked?
Laugh.
What would you spend the money on? New clothes?
I don't know.
New zombie. Dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning would be first.
Those are Febreze.
We'd probably just get drunk and watch a lot of zombie films.
And like face wipes. Yeah. Well, loads of zombie films.
Made some pizza. Yeah. The good kind as well. Not
boots.
L'Oreal or Nivea. You know, we're going hyper class.
Moisturizing.
So constructive spending then?
Yeah, well, you know, it's fuel.
What do you
eat
think
some food, watch zombie films, have a band practice.
What do you think of the competition today? Because it's only down to one now, isn't it? It's going to be three bands.
Yeah.
Out, obviously, because no guitarist. Bummer.
Morning Glory were cool.
Morning Glory were wicked.
They're quite promising.
It's quite funny.
Is that good sound?
You missed the interview, didn't you?
Yeah, they're
like,
pretty funny.
Tell us about the name.
I was getting changed right there. I heard a bit about the money.
You guys know what Morning Glory is, don't you? It was like,
yeah.
So then, if you could describe yourself in one word, don't use zombie, what would it be?
Dirty. Blood recusion.
Clumsy or moron, I think I probably would go
Asbo.
Asbo.
I think that's
thanks, Mr. Interviewer, for dragging on the past.
Don't go in
my house. Dexter Fletcher over there. I'm going to sit here and be quiet now. You've ruined it.
Okay, well, thanks for the interview.
Best
anyway. Yeah,
you're
good
welcome.
Luck.
Yeah.
I said I'd give the other band 10 votes, so how many should I give you? 400.
All the rest, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Whatever's left in your tally.
Yeah.
Or you should give us 10 again, just to even out. Or give us 5, because...
Well, I'm usually the compere.
They were lovely.
No. I'm going to turn it up out in front.
You'll rub it.
Alright.
You've got to go and pitch everyone now to vote for you.
Oh, yeah.
Just go scare everyone.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Winners with 306 votes. The death of Johnny Alpha! Let's hear it for them!
This is Sound Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.